as the deer longs and pants for waters, Father, cause our heart to long for you. You are our peace. You are our joy. You are our breath. You are our life. You are the reason we are here. Create in us an appetite for you. And fill our longing soul and spirit with your presence. You are well, the Lamb of God. We honor you. And we thank you for your faithfulness. Let your name be glorified. Be greatly exalted above all situations, above all circumstances. Father, you know everyone here by name, and you know every need by name. Let your presence, oh God, meet every one of us at the point of our need. Be glorified, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I had a doorknob that when people come to the house, they use it to knock. And there was a bolt that holds it on this side. And during this Thanksgiving, for some reason, we had a lot of children. The bolt was gone and the nut was gone and it was missing. And there was a hole on the door. And it is very small thing, very minor. But the reason why God is so amazing is because there's nothing small with him. I was on my bed and I said, there's no way we can find this thing. But you know where it is. And I prayed and I left it. So while the whole house was cleaned and everything was cleansed, I was getting ready to go to Home Depot or Elders Ace Hardware to look for it. And before I left, I was just telling them at the house, you know, I'm about to leave to go look for this. And Christy said, you know, let me still look around. Nobody knew where it was. There's no way we can find it. It was just impossible. I've looked everywhere. And as I was about to leave, they were looking different places. And I looked in a drawer where, I mean, it shouldn't be there. And the thing was back, hidden there. I raised up a lot of papers. I don't know how my hand went there. And I looked and it was there. And when I left, I started crying. When God gives us $100,000, blesses us with marriages and blesses us with giving us new eyes and new feet and good jobs, we tend to really rejoice and celebrate. But there are little things that let me know God is always there.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. Big things, I could feel, God, you're here. But for little things, little things,
amen, amen.
It made me realize anywhere I go, he's there. As we celebrate this Thanksgiving and every day's Thanksgiving, as I cried, I said, you know, we all do things that makes people appreciate and say thank you. But this was so deep in my spirit that God did that. He cared enough. It doesn't cost much. I could have gone to that store, bought it, and replaced it. But he wanted to say, son, I'm so interested in your life. I want to be part of everything, no matter how small. And that means a lot. You know, as parents, I think our children, sometimes when we take notice of the little things they need, I think they'll feel the way I feel. If we do that for one another in this season of kindness, we take notice of the little things people need, they will feel something, because I know what I feel. I want to thank God for those who brought the leaders of Zion are always sacrificing. People here are always sacrificing. Many of you, if it's not for you, you think we don't have bills. We have big bills, but you pay them. Salaries. This Thanksgiving, there were people in the house. All the food were there. Sister Josephine, Christy, Sister Yinka, my wife, spent just running around, preparing the food, cooking, and they had so much food for everybody to celebrate. People were bringing food from everywhere, hot pies and all kinds of food. That's a lot of kindness. That's what family is about. Before we continue, I just want to say thank you to all of you. You see, there's a principle in the Bible about faithfulness. Jesus said it, and it's a principle. He said, if you are faithful in little things, if you're found faithful because something is little, but it's in your heart, you're doing it, says God will trust you with big things. The best way to see this principle is this. In construction, there's what is called a plumb line. That's a big language. Bricks, if you look at bricks, they are, one brick is the same size measured, but it's been standardized. That one brick, you put it as a cornerstone, that one brick. And then you take that same kind of brick, and that's how you build a whole house. Once you are faithful in little things, it multiplies. Kindness, this season, everywhere you go. I didn't know until we started this season that you see kindness everywhere. I became more aware of when people are kind, when people are not kind. It became so obvious, the power of kindness. So this morning we're going to conclude our one whole month of talking about kindness. Amen? Remember, it's a group. It's a group thing. I tried to open my Bible here this book. If I don't, I'll go everywhere. Amen? So like you all know, we define kindness as the quality of being friendly, generous, thoughtful, compassionate, helpful, and the key is without expecting anything. Amen? So we have looked through this whole month different ways. So we're not going to be talking a lot today. We're going to watch some videos that will help us as we discuss together. So before we start, everybody, do you have your neighbors? Find your neighbor. Everybody has a neighbor? Okay. All right. We want the people on the usher place to come. We want more neighbors inside today. Please come in. Ushers, come and join us so we have more neighbors. Okay. So this morning, I'm going to invite my precious wife, Super Honey, to begin this first section. Amen? Amen. So we have gone through a lot, and we're going to take this first session with Keziah, and then I'll come back and we'll continue. Amen. All right. Show the video.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for these teachings. I think it's making us more sensitive and not to miss opportunities. Amen. Just being aware, and I pray that that's one thing that will stay with us. Just that sensitivity, because it's already in us. But we need, when you are conscious of it, I'll give a small one before I go, Pastor. Last week I was on the plane. And my seat was 20C, which is the aisle. And I walked to the aisle and somebody was sitting on my seat. And the whole seats were occupied. And I'm like, ma'am, please, what's your seat number? She said 20A. I said, well, A is the aisle. And by then the hostess had walked out and came and she said, what's going on? And we said, oh, we are just trying to walk. She said, no, ma'am, you got to get up. That's her seat. And I said, really, I can sit anywhere. We are all going to the same place. I can sit anywhere because the lady who was A didn't speak any English. She was Spanish. And she was looking at us confused, like, what's going on? And I said, just let me sit anywhere. And she said, she looked at them. She's like, are you sure? I said, no, it's okay. She took me to the front. I sat somewhere on an aisle seat. And I was trying to put my bag down and I saw that somebody's bag was already there. So I said, is somebody here? They said, yeah, he went to the bathroom. I'm like, okay. So I got up, went back, and I was looking around, and she saw me, and she said, what happened? I said, there's somebody on that seat. She said, come on here. Took me to the exit row. I was the only one on the whole exit row. Spread my legs, stretch my legs, spread my arms, and I'm like, just from not arguing over a seat, it comes back to you. So three things that are on this page about kindness is that it's God's nature. When you do a kind act, you are reflecting the nature of God. You are being like him. And the second thing is in that paper that you have under community is that when you do a kind act, we are taking the focus off ourselves. Give me my seat. My number is this. No, you take the focus off you, put it somewhere else, and it gives you a sense of purpose. You feel so happy that you are not so dwelling on yourself. And the final one is that it helps you to extend kindness beyond only people who are close to you. So let's see in this video how the one act of kindness can be powerful, can reach other people, can bless other people. Imagine that Hispanic lady, if I threw her out, she wouldn't even know where to start looking for. But then just a simple act of kindness, how it can reach others, and it becomes contagious. Abby, are you ready for us? So you just seize the moments, the opportunities, and impact the lives of others. One by one, we can change our community. Pastor, sir. You want me to lead a discussion? Okay. Now, let's... where are your partners? Everybody's got a partner? You need a partner? Let's talk about what you'd like to see change in the community because of ways that we can act to change them. What would you like to see? A more pleasant community, a more welcoming, let's even say in our church. How would we be more kind that will impact the community here and everywhere else? Speak, just talk to each other for 2 minutes and using that man's model, how? How would you like to see your community change? Mr. Coker, do you have a partner, sir? Oh, you have a partner. Okay. Ms. Dana. Everybody needs a partner. What little acts of kindness can we do to change our community? How... Some responses. Do we have anyone that has to share? I had just a very brief time with my partner, Abby, over there. And she says, just by checking up on people, just check up on your neighbor, check up on people, let them know you care. And then she looked at me and she said, nice earrings. Act of kindness. Any examples right from here? Oh, the mic is there. Okay. Briefly, who is speaking?
We talking about the video, right?
Yes. You talked about what?
The video. Okay. Well, we talked about over here that it doesn't matter. Like, he didn't look at his title when he was talking to the children. He was a counselor because he reached them when the other counselor couldn't even reach them. So I forgot what all we talked about.
He was impacting lives of the young people. And like she said, he wasn't looking at his title. It's all within the heart. He built relationship with the students and help them better themselves. And that's the future.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Making impact. Oh, Lily has something.
Kind is goodness, faithfulness, and self-control and goodness.
Amen. Fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lily. Thank you. So make impact. Don't look at your title. I'm not the pastor of the church. I'm not an usher. I'm not the music. No. Right where you are, you can reach somebody. Okay.
So I think kindness is not just an act. It is a reflection of your soul. And I feel people need to be more compassionate, have empathy towards others. When I watched this video, I saw humility. Sometimes being humble brings you closer to being kind. We live in a world where people feel, oh, I'm bigger than this, I'm bigger than that person. But at the end of the day, we all need each other. I used to have this mentality that, okay, so because I'm kind to you, you have to be kind to me. But as I grew older, I realized that you don't need to wait for, like what Pastor used to say, that you don't need to wait for a feedback or a result from that person. Do what you have to do, make peace with God, and move on. Somehow, it comes back to you. Like what Mommy Keziah said this morning about not arguing about a seed, and then because of that, she got the whole aisle, something like that, to herself. So you see, we need to show more empathy. Something as small as cleaning up after yourself, you know, holding the door. So I know you all know that I became a nurse and I started working in a residential facility. And my patient was actually complaining of stomach cramps one day, and I had given him his medication, but he was still not at peace, like he was still in pains and all of that. And I'm not supposed to administer any more medications to him until after a particular time. So what I did is I held his hands and prayed with him, and somehow he just found peace. And he never forgot that day. Anytime he sees me, he'd be like, I love you. I'd be like, I love you too.
Amen.
Thank you.
I like what she said about it coming from your soul. That's what the custodian was doing. If it's just a job, you are a school counselor, you are paid to do it. That's just a job. But when it's not your job, but you go out of your way, it has to come from in here. And it's a fruit of the Spirit, like Lily said. So when we develop the fruits of the Spirit, it will come out at the right time. Yes, Mr. Kokasar.
Yeah, according to the movie there, I think his big thing was building trust. And that means a lot to these kids nowadays. If you can establish trust between you and someone else, and that goes throughout the community as well. That's what I was telling here, that maybe sometimes you need to get out into your neighborhood and just knock on the door and let somebody know that you're there and that you care.
Amen. Thank you.
What I seen in him was he took time with the youth. And a lot of times as parents and as adults, Adrian tells me all the time, you don't hear me. So you have to take time to hear what the youth is saying. And as Coker said, to gain their trust. But too many times we get in a place where we're so busy, we don't hear them. We tell them, but we're not listening.
Wow. That actually goes for adults. Sometimes we don't listen to each other. We just do what our minds tell us, but listen. Thank you. Thank you. Especially the young people. Okay, can we have two more, and then I'll hand over to you, Pastor, sir? Miss Miriam and Janice and Miriam.
We were talking about how can we change our community and kind of scratching our brains, you know. And then we both started talking about how we don't like to go shopping. I go in, I buy what I need, and I go back home. And I think I need to make the effort to slow down and look at people and greet people, because there are so many lonesome people in this world. And you can be lonesome in a great big grocery store full of people. So just pay attention to people and just say something. Say hello, you know. Strike up a conversation.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Thank you.
Very simple but profound.
I noticed that my husband, he likes to encounter people in the convenience stores. He somehow has a heart for the work they do, and, you know, maybe there's not a lot of appreciation. And you know how he has a great sense of humor, and it's the way God made him. But he makes a point to notice people and speak to people and make them laugh and encourage them. And I know there have been times, there was a young man over at Publix that had to hand me something that I had ordered, and the Lord just highlighted something about him. And so when I got home, it was on my heart, and I wrote a note and I gave it to him, you know, at some point in time. And then there was one of the clerks at Circle K. When she just said hello when you go in the store, well, that just touched my heart that day. And so I wrote a note. The Lord, I mean, it's what he gives me, you know. And I think I took a little gift into her. And then the other day at the pharmacy, the pharmacist helped me with Ron's medication. And she went out of her way that day to do what she did. They don't normally do that. And I just thought, what can I do? How can I show my appreciation for what she did? So it was Ron's suggestion. I went over to the smoothie place and got her a gift certificate and wrote her a note and took it. And I had to call up there about one of his medications yesterday. She said, oh, I know who you are. Thank you so much. She really went out of her way. So I went out of my way.
That's your special gift, Miss Miriam. Yes, thank you so much for sharing. Thank Mr. Warbritzer.
Thank you for sharing. That thought just came to my mind based off of what Miriam was saying, that an act of kindness that goes a long ways is when you walk into an establishment and they know you by your first name. You have to show kindness in order for people to hold your name.
Amen. Thank you so much. May the Lord help us to make our community a better place. Amen. As we all do our parts. Amen? Amen.
Thank you so much, Keziah. You did a great job. Thank you. Amen. One of the things that started this is, you know, we talked about we can go to school and have a lot of knowledge, but to practicalize knowledge, we have to go to we have to go to some kind of internship, to some practical school. So something, this fruit of the Spirit is not, it's as simple as it is. We are trying to learn practically together. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So today, without saying anything again, we're going to look at another video and we're going to discuss it. Amen? But instead of discussing one video at a time, we're going to look at three videos, or two, back to back. And, Coca, we want everybody to pay attention, amen? Because we're going to discuss those videos, amen? And then we're going to learn from each other, amen? So let's learn from this. consistent, God's acts of kindness can transform lives. So let's discuss this. Amen. So please find your neighbors and discuss. You know, this is a sharing. This is, we're learning together. We want you all to discuss, and then we're going to ask each class, each neighbor to share with us, you know, so we all can learn together what you came up from your group. Okay, let's discuss together from those movies. Every group is going to share something, huh? And you have somebody that can volunteer. We're not going to impose on anybody, just a volunteer. Amen? If anybody doesn't volunteer in your group, I will get Coca to speak for you. Amen? Okay, so everybody will volunteer, so he doesn't have to. All right. Anybody who want to start from any group who would like to tell us? Okay, Lawson is lifting his hands. Share with us what you learned from this video.
I learned from the video that how little things can impact other people's lives, and how doing something good can make you feel relief.
Wow. I shouldn't have said wow, you stopped. Okay, that's good. That was good. Any more contribution from that team? Okay. Good job. Good, Lawson. That was very good. Did you hear what he said?
No.
Do we? Okay, Lawson, say it again. They didn't hear you.
I'll hold it by myself. Yeah, switch it. No, don't hold it.
I learned from the video how doing small things can impact other people's lives, and how doing good things can make you feel relief.
Relief. Amen. That was very good. That was very good. Okay? All right. Which other group wants to volunteer? Who is the volunteer?
Noah.
Noah? Great. By the way, Noah is... I started crying this morning when I saw Noah. That's my little boy. Noah is my champion. Noah, we love you so much. So good to see you. It's my buddy. Okay, go ahead, Noah. What did your group discuss on kindness? Marian, you put Noah on the spot. Okay, Marian, you speak for your group. Noah, let Marian speak. Okay, good job, good job. Okay.
I asked them if they had ever had a teacher that had impacted their life, and Noah said,
wow,
in the first grade, which is a real important time in your life, you know, going to school, he said his first grade teacher really made an impact on
wow.
his life because she was real patient with him.
Wow.
And he said he got to go back and see her when they went 2 years in a row to buy a Christmas tree from their farm. So anyway, he
wow,
was a special
good.
Teacher.
That's good. Okay. Thank you. Anybody from any other group? Volunteer? No, volunteer, they have to. Oh, Coca is volunteering today? What? Okay. No, let's not put them on. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The way I saw it, everybody's talking about the little things that people did. Well, in the eyes of God, anything man does is little. So I think any small thing that you do, if it touches someone, it's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
Amen. Thank you very much. Amen. Okay, any group? You see, part of what we are also doing through this exercise, do you realize is helping people to speak? You know, we are shy, we are afraid to speak. Huh? So we want you to be free. Okay?
I experienced an act of kindness yesterday. Lily and I, we went to Dollar Tree yesterday, and while we were shopping, we were singing some praise and worship, just, you know. And as we were checking out, there were two people in front of us, and the guy in the front, he paid for the lady's groceries. It was a domino effect, and the look on her face, the expression, she's like, wow, thank you.
you. And then she turned around and looked at me. She said, you know, I'm going to pay for her stuff. I'm like, whoa, like, look at that.
Wow.
And
wow.
Then I was ministering to them. I said, you know, my church, we're actually speaking about the acts of kindness.
Wow.
And they're like, wow. I'm like, yeah, it's really cool.
Amen.
And then so I looked behind me to pay for someone else's stuff, but nobody was there. So
oh.
It was a beautiful experience. And it just put so much joy into our hearts. And
yes.
The cash register and people around were very impressed. Like, whoa, like, look at this. This is great. And we just gave all the glory to God. And it was wonderful.
See, how did it make you feel when you received kindness? That feeling is what you receive when you do kindness. See, the Bible says, give and it shall be given back to you. See, how she felt, you will not know that that's what you eventually get back when you do an act of kindness. Like she said, it comes back. Okay, who else? Okay. Phelan.
Amen.
Go ahead, Phelan.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
Okay. I was looking at the one with the teacher, you know. She took time out to do good deeds for the student. I can attest to that because I was a school teacher in Jamaica.
Okay.
And there were times when some children came to school, they didn't have lunch. And, you know, sometimes the principal is a little, you know. So I did not put them on the list as free lunch. What I did, I went to the canteen at lunchtime, share out a lunch, and brought it to them. And to be honest, I didn't know it impacted the child. It was just about 2 years ago, my daughter posted something about me. And that little boy said I was the best teacher.
Wow.
Because I always look out for him to make sure he had something to eat.
Wow.
You know, so act of kindness, you know. There was also this little boy in another class. He was stammer, like, you know.
Yeah.
So like he come to me, I would just relax and listen because you take like almost 5 minutes to say what he wants to say. But I took time out to listen to him. And I remember when school ends, he wrote a note to me.
Wow.
And he said, your name will be written in my house.
Oh.
So, yeah, appreciate it.
Listening, taking time with people.
Yeah.
Just things that just might. Like my doorknob means a lot. Wow, that's powerful. Bomati wants to say something. Go ahead. Bomati, give to Bomati.
Just listening to, watching all the videos and seeing that it was in the marketplace. Everybody was at their job and taking the time to show kindness. Just the quality. You know, being able to see a need and be sensitive to that need. And a lot of what came to me was when you give people one-on-one, it does tremendous. I mean, it uplifts their spirits.
Wow.
It's like they care about me, they love me, they acknowledge me. And whatever the struggle is, it helps them to go beyond that struggle and go, you know, it gives them confidence.
Wow. Wow, that's very good. That's good. Talking about one-on-one, just before the last person, she's leaving her hand before she hears, it's amazing, just little acts of kindness. Pastor Faith, we have grocery food here. They give it away here and there. She just gives away. Luan is family to us. Noah is my little boy and just the whole family. You know, we've not seen in a long time. But they've been sending out food, you know, they give out to everybody. And they are here today because Pastor Faith said, why don't you come to church? And here they are.
Amen.
And I cried when I saw Noah. Just an act of kindness can be inviting somebody to where we benefit. Phelan is here today because of Luca. She was working in a nursing home, and God, just out of kindness, and Phelan has been a blessing for so many, for how long she's been, because of one out of kindness. Amen. Yes.
This may be in the same
book. Is the microphone on?
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. It's this young lady that works at my job. She's 21 years old, and sometimes we don't know what people experience growing up and stuff like that. So one day, the manager had made her upset. And from day one, this young lady was always taken attached to me. The manager made her mad, and she just started crying one day. And I said, "You want a hug?" She said, "No." And I said, "You want me to pray for you?" She said, "No." Mm-hmm. And I, your flesh want to get mad, but then my spirit said, "No, don't get mad at her. She just doing what she know." Couple of days, right then and there, I started praying for her anyway. I was like saying to my mom, "I don't have to touch you to pray for you." Yeah. So then she put out a knife to cut a box. And I said, "Oh." I said, "No flesh, you protect it. God will protect you." So a couple of days later, she came in. I noticed it was just me and her in there. And she came in like all tensed up and everything. And I said, "You okay?" She said, "No, I'm not." And she got ready to punch in her. I said, "You want to go to the back and take a minute to relax or whatever?" She said, "I don't know, if I do something, I might just blow up." And I'm like, "Go to the back, go to the back." Mm-hmm. So we didn't have anybody in the stores at the time. And I seen one person walking in the back. So I went to the back with her. She started having a panic attack. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Calm down. You can get through this.
Wow.
You can get through this. You can get through it. You're gonna be okay." She started hitting herself. Mm-hmm. She threw off her glass. She said, I'm so stupid. I said, "No, don't do that. Stop saying that about yourself. You're very smart. Stop hitting yourself. Stop doing that." And right then, I began to embrace her in my arms. Because she was the one say, "Don't touch
me." Yes.
But I began to calm her down. I thank God for her. I began to rub her and say I love her and everything. And you know, some people didn't hear that.
Yeah.
She's only 21 years old, but she has so many things wrong with her.
Yeah.
But God, we are the people that they see.
Yeah.
They don't see God.
Yeah.
We are the ones that they see.
That's good.
So I just had to share that.
That's deep. You see, you're sowing seeds of kindness. You watch and see eventually where that. So that's very powerful. The last person before we, okay?
I'm speaking for this family here because they don't want to talk.
Yeah.
They baked pumpkin bread and took them to the fire departments.
Wow, yes. Yes. The one to do that. They do that. Amen. So let's do this. Let's do this as a family. There are things that sometimes people don't know is inside of them. But because people have not been given opportunities, they tend to be sometimes shy or feel timid about it. But this is why we have this. We have a family. Amen? If you can't do it in the family, it's hard to do it out there. Like holding the microphone and share. Amen? And the next one is like praying for somebody. God hears your prayer more than you know, especially when you pray for somebody else. So we're going to take time in our group now. The group you're in, or find a group, just from your heart, take some time. And see, standing here took a lot of years. You know, I remember when I was invited, I was the president of a press club. They invited me to speak. Noah, I can tell you, when it was time to speak, I took excuse that I was going to use the restroom. I never came back. I was so intimidated. I was like, because all these people are debating students and all this stuff. But when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. So if you can, from your heart, find your group and let's pray for one another. Pray sincerely that we have this fruit of kindness and be a blessing to somebody. Last week we talked about, did you text somebody and just ask them how they are doing? Today, if you forgot, make a note. Text somebody in Ohio, if you know somebody in Africa, somewhere, somebody you've not heard from in a long time. I'm just texting to tell you. Think about what you can tell them to appreciate them. And thank God for them. Just take a step. Do something. The last act of kindness, when we say try to do something, you don't have to do this. But Bumati came here and gave everybody $5. Amen? That was an act of kindness. Nobody's happy. I was happy. All the people that received it were happy. Amen? So call somebody, text somebody, and... say something nice. Amen? Okay, you just heard what I said. Okay, pray with your group. Pray with somebody and just spend some serious time in prayer and just minister to one another in prayer. Pray for one another from your heart. Thank you, Abby, for music. Minister to somebody from your heart. After somebody prays for you, pray for them. Just share that kindness in prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Abby, you can put your background music. Thank you. want us to be. Our life will be a source of healing, a source of peace, hope, encouragement, joy, happiness, freedom to people. Father, we say, here we are. Use us. Thank you for the many ways you have used everyone in this house in different ways to show kindness. We want more of you. So, Father, thank you. Thank you that this whole month, let that which you have spoken, that which has been spoken, and all that we have done, bring forth fruit that will remain. Bring forth fruit that will remain. Increase your kindness in us. For one another, at home, here in this family of your body, at work, wherever we are, let this virtue, this fruit of your spirit, spread through our lives. Make us aware of needs that you want us to meet. Make us aware of smiles when it's needed. Father, I commit this family to you and those that are online. Take us, our hands, our feet, our heart, and let it be yours. And use it as an instrument of love through kindness. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I want to thank you all so much for experiencing this together for a whole month. I'm just standing here to do this presentation. What we just did has changed and changing lives all across America for those who are applying it. God has given the church wisdom to make love simple. And that's why we did this. I will not be able to do all this. I want to thank God for... You will not know how difficult it is because of our system. Somebody had to print all this. So I just want to thank Eniola so much for her kindness. And also... The difficult aspect that nobody knew, we struggled even this morning. Abby, thank you so much. Thank you. All the videos was very tough. And I want to thank you all mostly for your prayers and making sure that we did this. Amen. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Amen. And Keziah, thank you for practicing with me. She practiced a lot with me. So we learned all this together. Amen.